recording. You're rock and rolling first.
I am. And I have a required shout out in mine because I got a little help with my story. So if my story's garbage, I can also blame this person.
Share the joy, share the blame.
That person is my husband. So, oh, it's my turn. Welcome to Sticky Pickles. Ever found yourself stuck in a pickle, knee-deep in a dilemma? Question is, what do you do now? I'm Maria.
And I'm Carol, and this is Season 4, Episode 10 of Sticky Pickles, Love Souvenirs and Drawing the Line. I love our titles this week.
We're getting good at these.
We just gotta meet it now. We gotta meet the promise of the title.
Ugh.
And Maria, you're first. What is your sticky pickle?
So, love souvenirs. So, were you ever the type of person who heavily pursued someone you were interested in? Were you a pursuer, a pursuee, or was
probably,
it like a meeting in the middle?
I used to, if I had a crush on someone, I would obviously think about them probably 23 hours out of 24. And, associate tons of qualities that they don't actually have, you know, just fill in the blanks.
Oh, the projection.
The projection stuff.
Yes.
And then after I got to know them, often would kind of go, oh, actually, they're just a... not that great.
Sometimes one pursues someone and ends up like that person was worth it. But a lot of times it's like, why was I chasing this guy so hard? Why was I chasing him so hard? I want to introduce you to Ivan, who is the chasee, the chased, and Vicky, who is chasing him, who is chasing Ivan.
Oh, okay. Like it.
Yeah. So Ivan and Vicky are both in their 40s. So they're not teenagers or, you know, newly in love. Like they've been through this before. Neither of them have ever been married, but they've been in and out of long-term relationships in their life. So they're looking for what's new. Vicky has known Ivan for ages. They've been in each other's friend circles for a while, like in each other's orbits. Not necessarily friends with each other, but they know each other. And she's always been a little interested in him, but was sort of too afraid to do much of anything. But she finds out through the grapevine that Ivan's latest long-term relationship, and I mean like they'd been together for a decade, just ended. So Ivan is now back on the market, and Vicky smells blood in the water, so she's chasing.
Blood in the waters. Whoa! Vicky is a sociopath.
Well, Vicky's like, you only live once, FOMO, YOLO, TTYL, OMG.
I'm really into Dexter.
Yeah. She's like, I gotta go after people that I'm interested in, and I'm too old to be this coy bullshit. So when there's a guy that I'm interested in, I'm going after him.
Right. So he's available. He's free. Vicky's got like the beeline on him.
Yes. She's like, move out of the way, gals. He's mine. So she's pushing everyone out of the way. So she makes it known pretty soon after Ivan's newly available that she's interested. Ivan, like, what do you think, Ivan?
Bold.
Yeah, bold. Right. And Vicky's just not holding back. And Ivan's very, very coy, but not in I'm playing games with you, eh? He's trying to be up front. He's like, Vicky, I really like you. You're a wonderful woman. But, you know, I just got out of like a long-term relationship. I am not ready to date. And I don't want you to be my rebound. Like, we're too old for the rebound shit. Like, I don't want to put you through that.
Yeah, we've been friends forever. And our friendship matters. And we're not going to fuck it up just because I'm crazy right now.
Yeah. And he's like, maybe in a little bit. Like, let me cool off. Let me cool down. Let me let this wound heal. But just give me some time. I'm not ready to date anybody. It's not a you thing. I'm not dating anyone right now. Vicky hears this. She's like, I'm not taking no for an answer.
Oh, okay.
She's really, really into him. And she's just like, she's got to know. She's got to go out with this guy. Oh, yeah, yeah. So she's just like not letting him go. Every time they see each other at a bar or something, Ivan... he doesn't really mind the attention. He's kind of flattered. So he's not saying, you know, get away from me. But he's being very explicit, at least with his words, like, I can't do this right now. But he's also not totally pushing her away. So Vicky's like, I think there's a chance. I think there's a chance. So this goes on for weeks. Vicky just does not let up. And eventually...
Vicky! Okay, we have to stop. Vicky. Have you been that person? Have you been Vicky before?
I have never been Vicky. I have never... I never give a shit to that degree. I take rejections on their face and I'm like, you said no, then that's a no.
There's this one guy I was convinced, right? Totally, we were made for each other. I was just like, this is obviously, he thinks I'm great. I think he's great. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
We finally smooched at one point and I was like, whoa, that was knee weakening.
Yeah.
And then he said, actually, I'm going to date my flatmate.
Oh, no.
But it is amazing how you can get blindsided by that kind of thing.
Yeah, I've been on the receiving end of like somebody going after me sort of doggedly and me going, meh, nah, meh.
Oh, you're so cool.
Meh. No.
You are.
No, it's not. Like, and I'd be like, I'm not interested in this guy. And then he would just not stop, and I'd be like, all right, maybe one date, and I'd be like, that was the worst date of my life.
Right.
And like, I should have just listened to my instincts. So yeah, not doing that again. So yeah, so Vicky, she wears Ivan down, because Ivan goes, well, if somebody's this interested in me, maybe I should just give this Vicky a chance, and even though I'm not feeling totally ready, maybe this is how I'll heal, is with a new love. What's the saying? The best way to get over an old love is to get under a new one.
Oh.
Right? He starts canoodling with Vicky, and it seems all nice. And so far, so good as far as Vicky's concerned. Like, it's all going super well. The dates are super romantic. Ivan really knows how to treat a lady. Vicky's not super surprised that you know, Ivan's a good catch. The only thing that's giving Vicky a little pause is sometimes Ivan goes totally dark on her. They'll be in the middle of talking. They're you know, at the hottest, you know, drinks bar, you know, oak paneling, dark
iron
lighting.
Iron, like the whole hipster,
like the bartender. There's no menu. The bartenders are just like, "What color are you today?" And then we'll make you.
Yeah, and they talk through this huge, massive beard.
Yes. Oh yeah, like that kind of thing, and. Suddenly, like, an alarm will go off on Ivan's phone, and Ivan will just go, I gotta go. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Well, I'll catch up with you later, but if I don't go now, I won't be able to do this later. So I gotta go.
And you'd be like, why?
She's going, why, but he's already put the cash on the table and left.
Yeah. Okay.
He's not in any kind of job. Like, he's not an EMT or a doctor or anything that, you know, someone's
He's not on call drinking.
No. He doesn't have that kind of job. He's just a desk monkey. So, you know, Vicky's like,
this is odd. Yeah. Red flag. I'd be like, I need to look. Yeah.
Yeah. And from Ivan's point of view, his only red flag with Vicky is that she is immensely jealous. So, as you might suspect from someone who pursues somebody really hard, she puts all her ego in this relationship. So anytime she sees any lady looking Ivan's way, she gets super possessive. And if Ivan dares even look at another woman, and I mean literally like just acknowledge their presence, Vicky goes, what are you looking at them for when I'm right here?
Oh, Vicky.
Yeah. So each of them has a bit of a red flag for each other, but they're trying to be like, it's early days. I'm going to let this go.
Yeah, but he is disappearing without any word of anything. Like, he's possibly looking after his parent.
Yeah.
Could be something horrific and, you know, awful, and he doesn't want to talk about it. Or it could be, I have a gambling addiction. Gotta go.
Yes. So these are all possible. So they're at the point in their relationship where they start going back to each other's homes. And Vicky invited Ivan over pretty early on, and it was great and wonderful and all that. Ivan had been a little cagey about bringing Vicky back home. He's like, I don't know if I'm ready to have another lady in my space yet. You know, again, my heart's still mending, right? But eventually, Vicky wears him down. And she's over at Ivan's place, and she's like, this place is so well appointed. There's all this lovely stuff here. Every time she picks something up off the, you know, a bookshelf or a shelving or, you know, off a table, this is such an amazing vase. Where did you get it? Oh, that was Wendy's.
Oh. So, like, they had a joint apartment.
Yeah.
It's all the couple apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And now, yeah.
The gorgeous painting over the fireplace. Yeah, Wendy and I picked that one out, but really, that was more Wendy's taste than mine. I just don't have the heart to get rid of it. And Vicky's like, okay, but, you know, they live together for a long time. I can't expect him to, like, get rid of half his stuff. Mm-hmm. So, but it feels like every other thing she notices is a Wendy thing, not an Ivan thing. And Vicky's going, oh, this is all Wendy? Jesus Christ.
It's kind of weird that he would be saying that, too. He could just say, oh, yeah, yeah, I picked that up in Corfu. Like, and say nothing. Doesn't matter that, you know, Wendy was there with
him.
Well,
let's give him the benefit of the doubt and say that he's just trying to be honest, right? Let's just.
No, I'm on Sticky Pickles, of course. That's not in my modus operandi.
Let's just say he's being honest. You know, and then near the sofa, there's this big teddy bear that looks like it's very well loved. And, you know, a grown man with a teddy bear, you're going, what? But, you know, sometimes people have stuffies, whatever. And it's a little teddy bear, actually a big teddy bear holding a stuffed heart. You know, it's in between its paws. And it has I plus W on it, and, you know, Ivan plus Wendy.
Okay, that's not cool. Did she invite herself over?
She kind of forced the issue.
But he knew that she was coming over.
It was a bit impromptu. Okay. He hadn't had time to clear stuff out, and he mentioned as such, like, I haven't really had a chance to clear stuff out. But it's been months since he broke up with Wendy.
Okay.
So it's been a while. And Vicky points, so Vicky's there, she sees the bear, and she's like, what, why do you, is that, I'm guessing that's Wendy, there's that W on that heart. And he's like, yeah, but I just use it as a pillow, like when I take a nap on the sofa, you know, I don't even notice the heart, you know, whatever. It's just a pillow to me at this point. It's not a big deal. You're making too big a deal of this, Vicky. Like, you're way reading into stuff where it's not there. Because in his mind, he's going, she's super jealous. And of course, she's seeing all this stuff and is super jealous, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He's in the middle of pouring her a glass of wine, and his alarm goes off again. And he's like, I'm so sorry, Vicky. I have to ask you to leave because I have to run. Like, I have to go now. And he's shuffling her out the door, like, basically, like, throwing her jacket at her and going, I'm sorry, but you need to go right now. I absolutely have to go right now. I promise I'll explain this someday, but, like, I just got to go. I got to go.
Oh, and she's going, where the fuck are you going?
Yeah, because clearly it's not that he has to run home, because they're at his home.
Yeah.
So he has to leave. So she's out on the street with her coat in hand going, what the fuck just happened? He's running down the street, doesn't know where he's going. Any thoughts about what's going on here?
Well, like I said, I mean, no, you don't want to embarrass yourself by saying, what the fuck, I came to visit you. And you're like, yeah, well, my mom's dying, okay? And you'd be like, okay. Sorry. Like, yeah. Right, though, it could be something horrible that he doesn't want to talk about, but it could also be something stupid and like a huge red flag. So you'd want to know what's going on. You'd really want to, I'd follow him.
That's a good idea. What she does is sort of an in-between. Vicky just sort of sticks around. There's a little pocket park near Ivan's place. And she's like, I'll just have, you know, a little scroll on my phone, maybe buy a little iced coffee near at the cafe at the corner, and just see how long he's going to be gone.
Oh, you see, now that you've said that, if she feels a bit stalkery. Okay, I don't know.
Well, she's the jealous type.
I know.
She's imagining that Ivan's going to start walking back, you know, waltzing down the street with another lady on his arm, and Vicky's going to go, aha, I caught you. But about a half an hour elapses, which is a lot sooner than Vicky expects, and she sees Ivan returning, and he has a bunch of paper bags in his arms, like paper shopping bags, you know, stuff you put groceries in. And he's going, there's no way he left me at like 8 o'clock at night. The beginning, basically, like, our date is just, you know, just a few hours in. There's no way he kicked me out because he had to, like, go get his fresh kombucha at Whole Foods or something. That doesn't make a lick of sense. Like, that, there's no way. And he also has only been gone, like, all of half an hour. It just has not been that long. And she watches him stumble into his apartment. He's carrying all this bulky stuff in these paper bags. She can't see what's in the bags, but it doesn't look like groceries. Like, there's hard edges of stuff.
Hard edges of stuff.
Yeah, it's not like broccoli.
He's not healthy. He's definitely not healthy.
Yeah, it's something with edges. And she's like, what? So she thinks to herself, I'm just going to think of some sort of pretense. Like, hey, I forgot something at your place and I noticed you're back. So I just thought I'd pop by.
Oh, my God. God, I don't want to date ever again in my life. Please, husband, don't die. Okay.
So yeah, she's like, oh, that's what I'm going to say. I'm going to say that, like, something fell out of my jacket when you were pushing me out the door, and I just noticed, so, you know, I just thought I'd pop by. And I know that he's home, so he'll be there. So she knocks on the door, and she hears, just a second, hold on. And he, stuff being furiously, like, shoved into corners, you can tell, like, being furtively, you know, the stuff that does not want to be seen.
Can I ask a question at this point?
Yes.
Is he doing
this
at the same time every night?
It's not every night. It's like maybe once a week.
But at the same time? I'm just trying to see if there's a schedule to whatever he's interested in.
Yes, there is a bit of a schedule, yes.
Okay, mm-hmm. I'm saying nothing else. Carry on.
Are you sure? Do you want to have a little guess?
Well, at first I was guessing that maybe he lives in an apartment building. He's buying groceries for a neighbor. And doesn't want her to know why. Don't know why. Now I'm thinking he probably hits the supermarket when there's a deal on for, I don't know, like trifle or some disgusting dessert. And gets all like, gets 15 of them and then has this disgusting session that then he cries and pukes at.
Oh, he's got an eating disorder. Oh, I love that that's where we went with this. He's got a little eating disorder.
It's just the paper bags, the sharp corners.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, it sounds like he's maybe binging on something.
Maybe,
and
right?
He's got like a shameful secret. Yeah, I could totally see that. That's a really good guess, Carl. I really like that. It's completely not what's going on, but I actually really like that guess.
Thanks.
Ivan just kind of does the thing where the chain is still on the door.
Oh,
door
my
lock.
God.
Like, he's not opening the door because he doesn't know that it's Vicky, but he just hears the knocking. And Vicky's like, hey, it's me. When you were hustling me out the door, I think like one of my work fobs fell out, like my keychain fob. Like, I need that to get back into work on Monday. Can I just have a little quick peek to see if it fell somewhere on the floor? And Ivan's like, can we do this like tomorrow or something? Like right now is really not a good time. And Vicky's like, no, sweetie, I don't think I'm going to be able to get any rest if I don't know where this key fob is. And like, please just let me find it.
Mm-hmm.
And Ivan's like, you can just hear him go like, oh, fuck. And so he undoes the chain, closes the door and undoes the chain. I'm like slowly.
And he's dressed like a pervert. Okay,
no, he's still dressed the same. Vicky cannot help but notice that the shoved very poorly, there's no way she wouldn't notice these bags, like shoved under the dining room table bags, and the stuff's like all falling out all over the place, and one of the objects is like, falls out as the paper sort of collapses on itself, because those paper bags are crap, right?
Mm-hmm.
And one of the pointy box-looking things that she saw was actually not a box, it's a photo frame.
Okay.
And she's, you know, pretending to look for the key fob on the floor, which is totally not there, but it's her pretense. And she makes her way a little closer to the bags, which is, she's just so curious what the hell this is. And she to see what is in that photo frame. And she goes, oh, what's this? And picks it up. And it's a picture of Ivan with another woman. And her face falls because she's like, I think I know who this is. That's you and Wendy, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
So why do you have a photo of you with your ex?
My guess is Wendy's like, come get the rest of your fucking shit from a goddamn apartment. I've got another box for you.
Well, this is Ivan's apartment where Ivan and Wendy live together. Like, he's already living in it.
Oh, that's true. Okay. Okay. Good.
Yeah, he's living in it. Wendy's the one who had moved out.
Okay.
So Ivan goes, I really like that picture of me. I don't really care about the picture of Wendy, or at least that's what he says. But, you know, Wendy took a lot of my shit with her when she left, and I didn't think it was cool for her to take it. So I've been going to get my shit back.
So what, he's breaking into her apartment when she's not there to grab her shit, to grab the shit?
During Wendy's weekly yoga class, I go to Wendy's place, and I get my shit back.
Okay, so I don't know how to say big fucking, oh my God, huge red flag, get the fuck out of Dodge. Like, run, don't walk, run.
Well, I mean, is it weird that Vicky's kind of turned on by this?
Oh! Jesus.
She's like, I like a man who's aggressive.
Oh, cha-ching. God.
There you go. A match made in heaven. Two very fucked up people.
Well, you know, probably most of us. Oh, God.
I like the minor eating disorder idea. That was the...
Well, no, he's just a freaking criminal.
He loves those oven ready cheese triangles that you can
I don't give a shit. Go buy some.
Steal them from your ex. Why not?
No, it's kind of gross. It's stalkery. My God, can you imagine coming back in your apartment and you're like, I sure I had that picture somewhere. I was going to use that frame. This is weird. Like, ugh, I hate it. Yeah, fuck him.
Yep. That's what Vicky plans on doing. Yeah.
Well, true. Not fucking him. Right. I hope not. I hope she's like, I'm out of here. Fuck you, Ivan.
Maybe. What is your hopefully not as creepy stalkery sticky pickle?
No, I tend to stay happier. Okay, so Jill is leaving her office after 15 years of being there. She is finally moving on.
Oh, it's the best feeling.
Yep, and she's like 38. And funnily, she's actually been the employee that's been there the longest in her department.
Oh my gosh, this is taking me back.
There's like 12 people in the department, and of course they've all gotten together because they all love Jill.
Of course.
You know, they've thrown some cash together for a goodbye cake and presents, and the boss can come say some few words, and then afterwards they're going to head out to the local pub, so it's all good.
Okay, yep, the best time, yep.
And, okay, so something you should know about Jill at this point, she, even though they're going to a pub, she's not a drinker, right? And in fact, she used to drink a bit too much. But she's been clean and sober for 5 years, and there's only Eddie, an employee, and her close friend, Eddie, who works there too. He's the only one who kind of knows this.
Mm-hmm.
And Jill, even though they're going to the pub, you know, some people would be really uncomfortable about that if you're in that situation, but she is not. She's like, I got this under control. It's fine. It's all good. And I don't know, like... And she sees this as her business. Like, she has no issue with not telling anybody. Do you agree with that? Or is that, do you think people should kind of say, oh, by the way, everybody, I had a miscarriage last month. So, yeah, no.
No, I keep that shit private.
Right, it's private. All this stuff is private. Because, exactly. Yep. We all got our, you know, skeletons, and let's keep them in the closet.
Yeah, especially even if I love my coworkers, there are a few people, yourself included, who I'd be like, I will... people I've worked with in the past, I will tell you. But for the most part, I'm like, I like to keep a very strong wall between me and other people I work with.
Yep.
And, yeah.
And no, she's like that too. Like, actually, most of the... only Eddie knows where she actually lives or has been in her house or knows her hobbies, right? Like, she's a master of getting people to talk about themselves. But she... and she doesn't open up.
Yeah, it's safer that way to have other people talk about themselves and to share something about yourself that could be used against you.
Yeah, see, this is the problem with working in cybersecurity. So the afternoon, the whole like goodbye party goes really well. Colleague makes a cake. Another one buys gifts. Boss says that Jill would never be adequately replaced and she's welcome back anytime. Like, all fab. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. And then off they trot to the pub after work. And she gets her lime and soda and her buffalo wings, right? Mm-hmm. Settles down to be showered with attention, you know, plays pool with some of the kids, sings karaoke with a few others, spends 20 minutes chatting to the newest recruit of the team, Orla.
Being like, good fucking luck, Orla.
Yeah, and they're all having a good time, you know, it's kind of like fun. And, you know, the evening turns into night and Jill's sitting there. She's beside Eddie and Orla stands up and clinks her glass, you know, tink, 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 tink.
Yep.
And she's a little sauce. She's not like super sauce because, well.
Got to keep your shit together. Be professional.
Yeah. But also she's like, you know, like, I, you know, alcohol tends to work on your size, right? So if you tend to be a big person, you can take more alcohol than a small person.
This is true.
And she's like 5'10" and she's actually a regional shot putter. Okay,
so she can take a few
drinks. She's got arms the size of some people's thighs, right?
Same, but not for that reason.
Shut up. So, our Orla the shot putter stands up, right, clears her throat and says, I have just chatted with Jill for like half an hour and she's the loveliest person ever. I cannot believe that I'm not going to get to work with her, with you, Jill. She turns to her and learn all your secrets. Why are you leaving? And Jill, bit, you know, privacy. Right? Says, oh, I'm off to pastures new, right? Doesn't want to kind of reveal.
I've got an exciting new opportunity I just couldn't turn down. Oh, yeah.
And Orla goes, ooh, sounds mysterious, right? And everyone in the crowd goes, ooh. And she goes, what is it? So secret. Is it rehab or something? And
that's a very specific guess.
Uh-huh. That's what Jill thinks too, right? And everyone laughs but Jill.
It's also a very shady guess. Like, why would that be the thing you see?
Because she's just a bit pissed. And she was just like, what's your secret? Like, what's going on? It never even occurred to Orla that that was a sitch. She didn't even know that she wasn't drinking. Like, she didn't really, you know, she didn't pay attention.
It's so shady.
And the thing is Jill had, in fact, spent a small stint in rehab to get clean 5 years ago, right? So...
But nobody knows this.
Except for Eddie, right?
Okay.
Now, Eddie chuckled at this, but then he looked over and he quickly saw that Jill was not smiling. In fact, she looked super pissed.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I have never been in rehab, but I would be pissed if somebody said that to me because I'm just like, what are you trying to say?
Right?
I mean, it's a really shitty thing to say about somebody.
Well, Eddie agrees with you, and in a split second, he gets up, strides towards Orla, and slaps her smartly across the face in front of everyone.
Oh, we're doing a slap! We're doing a slap! Yes! We did a slap! I was wondering who was going to bring up a slap this episode. Oh, my God. Well done, girl. Somebody had to do it this week. Somebody had to do it.
Yes, for those of you listening in posterity, you may want to go check what happened in the news during this week of recording.
End of March 2022.
Yep.
Yes, there was a famous slap.
Yeah, just check the Oscars. Yep.
It's like somebody's got to slap somebody else. Okay. Yes. Now I'm.
Got you. Okay. So that happened. You're Jill.
Yes.
How are you feeling right now?
Whoa! Like that. Literally, I think that's the sound because I'm like, whoa, like that.
Calm
like,
down, Eddie. Calm down.
Calm the fuck down. Like, wait, no.
Be cool, Eddie. Be cool.
Yeah. Can you all be cool for a fucking second? Yes. I mean, there's a lot of alcohol, I'm presuming. So that just
Jill hasn't drunk obviously a drop, but everyone else is a bit sauced. Yeah.
So having been at drunken things before, where slaps may or may not have occurred. What has often happened in people I've seen is they'll slap and then they'll immediately hug. Being like, I slapped you, but it's okay. I still love you.
But Orla's not, like, these are not old buddies, right? Orla's like the new recruit to the team.
Is Eddie her boss or something?
No, Eddie is her coworker.
Still, like, fucking HR violations left, right, and center. Like, well, oh my God.
So should he be escorted out of the pub by the bouncers who've witnessed this? Or should he?
I mean, generally, if you see a guy slap a girl, that's often considered a dick move.
Sexist.
Yeah, it is sexist.
Yeah. And it's not it's not like Orla couldn't like punch back and, you know, have him out of.
Orla could deck his ass.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. She's a shot putter. Like,
there is absolutely a double standard because if she slapped him, it would be not a big deal. It is. I'm not pretending this is not the case.
Yeah, that's true. I think you're right. There is a double standard there, isn't there?
There is absolutely a double standard. So if it was Orla slapping Eddie, I think people would go, ooh, like everybody calm down. But Eddie slapping Orla, holy shit, that's a man assaulting a woman. And then, you know,
But Orla wasn't to know either, right? It's not like Jill was keeping this all hush hush. She wasn't saying anything about it.
Not an appropriate reaction from Eddie's part.
Oh, I agree.
I understand he wants to be like, that was so out of line, but you just stand up and go, whoa, or like way out of line or something. You don't slap somebody.
You just don't slap people, especially like this public display, you know, in front of everyone.
Especially on international TV.
Or in a pub, you mean.
I mean, in a pub. Slapping is generally not great idea.
Bad move, Will. I mean, bad move, Eddie. Bad move.
I'm so glad you snuck this in there. Oh my God.
That's it for this week's Sticky Pickles. If we made you smile, you know what to do. Subscribe and review.
And as always, you can get in touch with us on social media. We are at Sticky Pickles on Twitter and at Sticky Pickles Pod on Instagram. And anything else you can find on stickypickles.com.
Awesome. Bye. See you next week.
See you next week. Oh, I did not know you were going to bring up the slap.
Oh, no. I was worried you were going to do it, too, right? So I was going to prepare a second.
I tagged you on the thing on Twitter, and I was like, I wonder if we should actually just straight up talk about it. But then I was like, it's been dissected to death already. So you did that masterfully. Well done, honestly.